Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, anybody who's been listening to us at all for the last, we've been on the air for almost 24 years
something
now.
Something like that.
Has to know by now that you are probably one of the greatest proponents of Zinfandel that has ever graced that particular varietal.
Well, yeah.
I know it's a great love.
Yeah, I got lots of it in my cellar, and I always enjoy finding new Zins out there to try. I had a chance to go back and revisit with some old friends.
Old Zinfandel.
And, you know,
well,
just
the Zins
to see how
the
they're
father,
doing.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, jeez, you. here's one that I really have liked over the years. It's actually a Gallo project. It's called Fry Brothers, and they're from the Dry Creek Valley.
Yeah.
They're real old. I mean, they're over 100 years old, and they were picked up by Gallo, you know, a while ago. But they do really nice work. I have always been really very fond of Dry Creek Zins because they seem to always have the same textbook characteristics. First of all, on the nose, you get something resembling the aroma of roses. And you have a wine that's usually medium-bodied, maybe slightly fuller than that, with good soft complexities to it. Just a lovely wine. It's rarely, if ever, a big bruiser. And this is a really good description of this Fry Brothers Reserve Zinfandel from Dry Creek, 2012, $18.
That's pretty good value.
It's good value. It's real good value, as a matter of fact. If you want to collect some Zinfandel, this is a good one to start with. I mean, this was just very, very impressive. Good stuff. Now, Hugh, there was a time when it seemed like all of the great Zinfandel producers came under the same letter in the alphabet, and that was R.
Okay.
Because he had Ridge, Ravenswood, Raffinelli, Renwood, and of course, Rosenblum.
Oh, yeah, he's a big producer.
Yeah, and I went back and tried the Rosenblum Old Vine Sonoma County Zin. This is kind of entry level for them, $16. And it was just really nice. It's very rich, lush. It's dripping with juicy gobs of fruit. I mean,
they do make the big style, right?
It is. I mean, it's just, I had to check to see if something was running down my chin. It was like that.
So they're like a very ripe
piece
of fruit.
Yeah, it was ripe. It was ripe, I tell you. It really was. But it was just lovely. What was interesting about this wine is they have all these gobs of fruit. And in the inside, there's what I call a core. And it was like a little hidden pocket of ruby port on the inside. And it was delicious. So it's like you're biting through something, and there's this little thing. And, there it is, this little explosion of ruby port. Very interesting. $16 for this. You know, that's a lot of fun. One of my all-time favorite wineries is Bueller. You remember.
Great values.
Oh, man. I used to love the Bueller Cabernets, and they make great Zinfandel. Napa Valley Zin is also, I think, fairly easily recognizable because it seems to be very nicely structured, a little bit leaner than some, always good acidity, mild tannins, and good depth of flavor. It all tastes like it's made from the Silverado side of things, you know? But this is exactly the description of the Bueller Zin from 2011, $24. Definitely a Saturday night dinner wine. I liked it very, very much. And of course, you got to go out and make some new friends every now and then.
Sure.
So here's one called Brazen, and I picked it up because it was only $16, but it came from Lodi.
Okay.
And Lodi used to be dismissed as being too hot to make anything of quality, but that's not what I've discovered with a lot of the Zinfandels that come from there. They are big, they're spicy and everything, but this was just a really nice one. It's $16, the Brazen Old Vine Zin from Lodi. It was really, really nice, very nice for the money. So there's some good Zins out there. I hope people try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.